streets of my isolation. These rhythms of walking, footpaths, topping and tailing, long days of inside, we're traipsing unmoored past our neighbours' fences, wooden picket, Brunswick green wire, low brick, across gutter and macadam, past ornamental plums shading into a red and yellow swirling at our feet, while wattlebirds and lorikeets flock and squabble and flowering gums, scattering rosy pinkness like confetti, their raucous calling filling the street, waking late sleepers or magpies trawling across grassy verges, listening and warbling to each other, gardens tended, dark soil freshly turned, silver beet rising in a salvia bed, and the end of the roses caught for the table, while hips darken towards winter, we greet each other with nods and a wide berth, apologetic, our conversations reaching out like streamers while we move apart, festooning the neighbourhood with looping nets of touch and hold and uncertainty, a weave we have never made or noticed before. It cradles us. Together we are suspended above fear's turbulent currents, our feet crisscrossing these streets, these rhythms of walking.